please.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. American forces working under heightened security and threats of another attack are pressing ahead in the closing days of the U.S.-led evacuation from Afghanistan after a devastating suicide bombing. U.S. officials say they've used a drone strike to kill a member of the extremist group that the United States believes responsible for it. The death toll in Thursday's suicide bombing rose to 169 Afghans, a number that could increase as authorities examined fragmented remains and 13 U.S. service members were killed as well. The United States and military struck back at the Islamic State in Afghanistan on Saturday, acting on President Joe Biden's vow to hit the extremists to end the retaliation for the suicide bombing that claimed by IS that killed as many as 169 Afghans and 13 American service members at Kabul Airport. U.S. Central Command statement said the drone strike targeted the IS planner in the eastern province of Nangarhar. It said until initial indications were that the target was in fact killed. Biden said Thursday that he would, in fact, strike back against the Islamic State for what occurred. Across the U.S., the offices of members of Congress have become makeshift crisis centers. The lawmakers are flooded with requests for help getting people onto one of the last flights coming out of the Kabul airport before Tuesday. That's President Joe Biden's deadline for the withdrawal of all U.S. military forces in Afghanistan. The requests run into the hundreds and sometimes the thousands for each lawmaker. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has told Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett that diplomacy was his first option, but that he would consider other options if his effort to revive the Iran nuclear talks fail. Biden made the comment Friday as the two sat down for the first face-to-face meeting between the two leaders since Bennett was sworn in as prime minister in June. Biden told Bennett he was putting diplomacy first in his attempt to nudge Iran back to a nuclear pact. But Biden promised that if diplomacy fails, that we're ready to turn to other options. Bennett said talks about Iran were the top priority for his first White House visit as prime minister. U.S. intelligence agencies are still divided on the origins of the coronavirus, but believe China's leaders did not know about the virus before the start of the global pandemic. That is according to results released Friday of a review ordered by President Joe Biden. An unclassified summary indicates four members of the U.S. intelligence community say with low confidence that the virus was initially transmitted from an animal to a human. A fifth intelligence agency believes with moderate confidence that the first human infection was linked to a jab, to a lab, I should say. Analysts do not believe the virus was developed as a bioweapon. A spokesman for Myanmar's military-installed government says COVID-19 vaccines will be given to members of the country's persecuted Muslim Rohingya ethnic minority. The Rohingya were the target of a fierce counterinsurgency campaign in 2017 that some critics charge amounted to ethnic cleansing or even genocide. Myanmar faces a devastating COVID-19 outbreak, although the daily number of reported new cases and deaths has been falling. Myanmar's poor public health system was weakened further by the political turmoil caused by the army's February takeover of power from the elected government. The Rohingya face widespread discrimination and most denied citizenship other than basic rights. U.S. Senator Robert Kennedy's assassination has been granted parole. The decision by a California parole board panel Friday came after two of RFK's sons went against several of their siblings' wishes and supported releasing Sirhan Sirhan, and prosecutors declined to argue he should be kept behind bars. The decision was a major victory for the 77-year-old, though it does not assure his release. The governor ultimately would decide that. RFK was assassinated in Los Angeles in 1968. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. I've got a great show for you, starting with an awesome playlist. Gengetone, Mbakanga, Amapiano, Afro Beats, Instrumental Kora, and Mbira Hip Hop. I've also got a great vintage tune from 1967 by the Dark City Sisters and two features. First, a full in-depth conversation with one of Ghana's leading spoken word artists. Her name is Poetra Asentua. And second, a feature story from Malawi about a new song with a powerful theme. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Starting out in Nigeria with some cool current Afro beats, here's Omale with Understand.
Don't go to my even and you make a bicycle and a boy will love. Not in my eyes, you mama, you don't tell her. I tell you cause I give you umbrella. I don't fit in this together. Give you my necklace, spend. Give you my last cash, spend. I show you my best friend, friend. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, spend and show you my best friend, friend. I give you my last guy, spend and everything I do, I under, under, under 50, under, under, under. Oh, you know me, under, 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 under 50, understand. That's the way you do me, I under. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, friend. Show you my best friend, friend. I give you my last guy, spend. Everything I do, I under, under, under 50, under, under, under. Oh, you know me, under, 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 under 50, understand. That's the way you do me, yeah.
That was Omale from Nigeria with Understand. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. Now, to East Africa, here's Mario from Tanzania with Mama Amina, a song featuring South African singers Shoma Josie and newcomer Bontley Smith. Woo!
Mamina, minha, mami noi, uno minha, mamma mina. Mamma mina.
Yes, okay, that was Mama Amina by Mario, featuring two singers, Shoma Josie and Bontley Smith. Hey guys, welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, and it is time now to meet our special guest from Ghana, Poetra Asantewa. She is a spoken word artist, an entrepreneur, and the founder of the nonprofit organization Black Girls Glow. I interviewed her earlier this month in a recorded conference call to talk about all of that. But first, let's get a feel for Poetra with some of her own work. This is Love Yourself from 2017. Then we'll get to talking.
Dum, 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 dum. 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 Dum, dum.
Approximately 3.5 inches of flesh out of the waist area. Lift the breast to a firm position until it is perky in a perfect D-cap. Add 3 layers of skin until the backside can vibrate with a single poke. Tone the leg muscles until men can see their reflection in your gleaming skin. Widen the hips until it is the exact curve of a bass clef. Chip. 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 Perfect your body until it is a cross between a fiction writer's description of the girl a woman's husband leaves her for and a Photoshop guru's final masterpiece. Soften your muscles. Don't be too boyish. You don't want to have kids? There must be a glitch. You cannot be too skinny. You cannot be too fat. You cannot be team itty bitty. You can't have boobs that sag. You cannot have a small ass. What's there to hold? You cannot love your body until somebody says so. You can only love your stretch marks when it is a map for a man to find your tucked away treasure. Treasure. Pit women against each other. Let's find out who is fresher. Tell women they are the queens and then go right ahead and be the crowns. Crown. Checkmate. Crown. There goes the clown. You cannot want to have it all. You cannot want to follow just one path. You cannot have too much makeup. You have to look natural, but not the kind of natural that makes you look like you just woke up from a 36-hour sleep. Everything you do is a free license for critique.
Keep running.
Okay, so that's Poetra with Love Yourself. Now to the interview. So, Poetra, is that how you pronounce your name?
Exactly that. Yeah.
Asantewa.
Asantewa.
Is that your given name or is that your stage name?
So both Poetra is my stage name, Asantua is my given name.
Okay.
Asantua is, I think, probably the first recorded woman in the history of Ghana who took the Asantes to battle during the days when the British were based in Ghana.
And your parents named you after her?
Yes.
High expectations. You're doing a good job so far, it appears. So let's get down to business. What do you do?
I am a writer, I'm a poet, I'm a performer, I'm a visual artist. I am committed to using language to make life better.
They campaign in good poetry and rule in bad prose.
Have the people thinking they are on their toes.
A soaring rhetoric, dumbed down to a mind.
They are in power, people never get a dime.
It's like having your heart broken by a very well-known flame.
But really, there is no more heart to even break.
And when it is election year, they huff and pike.
We can never ever call them on their bluff.
I'm here to serve, they scream out loud until we keel. Manifestos garnished for a people in need. And because we are trying to let our burdens lose weight, we fall for their lies until it is too late. We are blinded by...
What do you especially like about words?
I like that it can articulate our feelings. I like that it can put into shape the way that we perceive things or the way that other people experience things so that we can understand it. I think that words are a very powerful tool. And if they are molded and well shaped, they hold so much power.
What gets you especially charged up?
I think people get me charged up. Communicating with other people. And not just people, but communicating with other women.
So who are your main role models?
My mother is a source of inspiration. My fellow artists who I work with. Other writers who I haven't physically encountered, but their work has helped me understand my work better. As well, mm-hmm. Like Chimamanda is a writer that I look. Chimamanda Adichie.
Where is she from? Is she Ghanaian?
She's Nigerian.
Mm-hmm. What about your mother? How has she inspired you? I'm curious.
My mother is a storyteller, and she is an artist. She's the literal definition of jack of all trades. She's someone who's always eager to learn more. She never stops learning, and she's a year away from 70. She paints, she sews, she draws. She's always eager to do everything by herself with her hands. And so she's a very great source of inspiration for me.
Is she the source of one of the music videos that you produced, Mother, I think it's called?
Yes, she is. She is. And probably her favorite song, although she tells me she loves everything. But yeah, that song is in my hometown language, which is called Okere. But it's a conversation between a mother and a daughter where I am telling my mother that sometimes I want to give up, but I keep pushing because I know she wants more for me.
That's nice. Even though you get mad about her using your makeup. Hello, everyone. In case you're just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. That was Mother, a song by Ghanaian word artist Poetra Asantua, And before that, a virtual interview I had with her earlier this month, I in Washington and she in Accra, Ghana. There's more of that interview coming up, but first this message and two super hot current dance hits that are just impossible not to love.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Hey, this is Msafiri Zawose from Bagamoyo, Tanzania. I'm listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
All right, we are cutting over to Nigeria and South Africa for this next tune. Burna Boy teams up with Amapiano artists DJ Tariko and Preka Nelson. This is an amazing Amapiano banger. It's a remix, Yaba Buluku. Yaba Buluku remix by DJ Tariko, Preck and Nelson, and Burna Boy. Hey guys, this is Heather, and we've got one more hot hit before returning to Poetra in Ghana. Here's Chini Chini by Norwegian-based gengeton band Matata and featuring Kenyan genge artist Meja. Yeah! Yikes!
here's a chini chini. Here's a chini chini. It's a Monday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. Tuesday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. Here's a chini chini. Here's a chini chini. Wednesday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. It's a Thursday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. Here's a chini chini. Two. Let them billin billy, ni na mademo willy willy, na 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 ganji na ni washaka pili pili. Who that? I'm a dunga mini. Who that? Take it here, muli. Mommy si bongi lukengi na kasi kiswahili. Na 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 mitjeneza swing na ekatumbili. Ana pika githeri na gas. Ana pika chapati na pass. Ana penda vile mina dance. Niki puff na pass. Niko cut na grass. Here's a chini chini. Here's a chini chini. It's a Monday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. Tuesday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. Here's a chini chini. Here's a chini chini. Wednesday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. It's a Thursday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. Mi upenda wa super gongi na madiva. Mi upenda nikiwa nyanya nimeiva. Mi upenda nikiwa whiskey uko riva. Mi upenda chafua shingo na masilva. Wa upenda kupika githeri na gas. Kwa moka ama ancestor cast basi. Kando form pika chapo na pasi. Ukifika club atilie mchele wanazi. Anapika githeri na gas. Anapika chapati na pass. Anapenda vile mina dance. Niki puff na pass. Niko cut na grass. Here's a chini chini. Here's a chini chini. It's a Monday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. Tuesday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. Here's a chini chini. Here's a chini chini. Wednesday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. It's a Thursday, but I'm on a Friday vibe.
Nimelipwa Tuesday, nimesave kidogo. Pesa ingine nimetumia mokoro. Pesa kiasi nimenunua stoko. Ile mebaki ni ya pombe na watoto. Ambia Sabina aji enjoy. Leo tuwendi kulewa Sabina joy. Niko na do ya kukunywa uko uptown. Lakini kwanza kanudhu apo downtown. Tunalewa na ni Tuesday. Niko na do ya kupatika Friday. Niko busy na watoto. Bariki mzinga islap kwa madako. Asubuhi ndio naingia kejani. Kwa stairs na kutana na jirani. Wana ni judge lakini sijali. Tunenda kunyandua mali safi.
Here's a chini chini. Here's a chini chini. It's a Monday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. Tuesday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. Here's a chini chini. Here's a chini chini. Wednesday, but I'm on a Friday vibe. It's a Thursday, but I'm on a Friday vibe.
This is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right. Hey, guys. How are you all doing? I hope you enjoyed that last tune, Chini Chini by Matata and Yaba Buluku before that. Now, we are coming up pretty close to half past the hour, and at that time, we'll listen to our vintage tune. But now it's time to get back to Poetra in Ghana for the rest of that interview. This part focuses on my discussion with her about her Black Girls Glow residency. Now, the music featured in the segment are selections from previous releases from BBG, as it's also called, plus one release off of the new 2021 project that, as Poetra explains, was still in production at the time of this interview. Tell me about Black Girls Glow.
So, Black Girls Glow is an initiative that has grown into a nonprofit that is meant to bring women artists together to create and to collaborate. It started in 2017, a year after I had the opportunity to be part of a residency in the United States. That residency was called One Beat. And for me, it was a very defining moment as an artist, because it gave me the opportunity to dream and it gave me the opportunity to define how I can be an artist in the context of my society. And I remember coming back to Ghana and thinking every artist deserves this. And it was very important that it become something that I start off with just women, because in Ghana, there wasn't the culture of women collaborating together. If one woman was doing well and another woman comes into the scene, there's always this thing, oh, she's about to take your crown. It's very competitive, and women are naturally nurtured to be very competitive. And so it was very important that Black Girls Glow start just a space for women to think together, to create mm-hmm. together, and to discuss ways in which our individual art can be used to look at things, solve things, reason out things in our communities or in our lives. So that's how Black Girls Glow started.
You have a, what is it, 4-week residency? You're all in one house, pretty much.
So it's actually a 1-week residency.
Oh, 1 week.
But the work continues for another 5 weeks afterward.
I watched the videos and also the process, and it made me think that maybe this was also serving as a pilot for a potential reality show. Is that right?
It feels very much like a reality show in the house. And so it does feel like, especially as we document everything. So they have cameras in their faces throughout. So it does feel like a reality show.
Have you tried to shop that, or would you be interested in that? Because you have the t-shirts, the BGG. I'm like, oh, this is a thing. No?
I will have to think about that.
Uh-huh, okay.
Sometimes I fear it's all the same, that certain things will never change. But I know life is not a race, so come with me and let's escape. I try to run but I fall, I try to scream but I tremble. These burning flames have me numb. It's like I know we'll fail before we even start, but who cares?
You ultimately culminate each session with a music video.
So we create a sound project at the end of every residency. We attract sound artists. The residency is a sound residency, and so there are poets, sound engineers, producers, voiceover actors, singers who come. And so we create a body of work. It's usually a minimum of 10 tracks for each residency. Every one of them is unique on its own. Songs of different genres. Sometimes we have sketches, plays on it. Sometimes we have poems and just different sorts of work.
I see. So it's not just a music video. That's too
exactly.
simple.
Mm-hmm.
Sound residency. I like that. That's very unique and accurate. Now, because of COVID, I'm sure last year, maybe not, but now, yeah. are you doing it?
Yeah, we just ended this year's own on Monday. We had a lot of vulnerable moments, but we've also created an amazing body of work, and we are in the process of fine-tuning it as a team, and it should be out in next month.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. All right, so with the song Free by the Black Girls Glow 2018 Sound Project, that concludes my interview with Poetra Asantewaa from Ghana. Okay, hello everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell, and it is now about 1:30 the hour. Time for a stroll back in time to 1967 South Africa. Here's the Dark City Sisters with the song Pela Wani.
Nishakere nikanyele
right. That was the Dark City Sisters of South Africa from 1967 with Pelawani. That song came off of their album Star Time. I hope you're all doing well and enjoying the show so far. Now, this next piece is an instrumental kora number from Mali by master player Balake Sisoko. I don't often play instrumentals, but you know, they're truly good for the mind, the body, and the spirit. And we all need that. So this is a new piece, too. It's inspired by the ancient epic of Sunjata Keita, but it's new and actually a pre-release to Sisoko's album due out September 10th. So sit back, close your eyes even, and let the music take you away.
Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right. Hey, everybody. We just heard kora master Balake Sisoko's new instrumental masterpiece, Simba Salaba. Now, we're also going to hear another new song from Malawi, and that's today's second feature story. But first, let's go back a few years with Bwame by Fuse ODG featuring Ed Sheeran and Mugee.
Yeah, Bwame. Yeah, Bwame. Hello world, my name is Buyala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right, now we go to Malawi, where Joab Jakaza has this special report on a new theme song that's just rolled into town.
Thank you, Heather. There is no better way for an African to celebrate good news than to sing and dance. It's not surprising, therefore, that two of Malawi's finest musicians came together to do a special theme song for the recent SADC summit that took place in Malawi. Now, for those who don't know, the Southern African Development Community, SADC, held its 41st Ordinary Summit Heads of State and Government in Lilongwe, the Republic of Malawi, on 17 to 18 August 2021. But the summit was preceded by a council of ministers that met from 9 to 17 August. Now, the exciting thing for Malawi is that during the summit, His Excellency Dr. Lazarus Makathe Chakwera, who is President of the Republic of Malawi, took over the chairpersonship of the SADC from His Excellency Felipe Jacinto Nyusi, President of the Republic of Mozambique. Now, the title of the theme song is Ntawiatu, by Esther Chiteka Lewis and Faith Musa. And how we actually simply means it's our time or our time. It was produced by Kabaniso Malewezi, simply known as Q. I spoke to Q about producing the song.
Basically, we were engaged to produce this theme song within a very short period of time, about 2 days. So we were asked to see which artists would be ideal, the artists who've got the skill, and also the knowledge, who could easily grasp what this whole thing is about. So we decided on Faith Musa. He's an international artist. And also Esther Lewis Chiteka, who is an amazing young musician, songwriter. as well. So bringing these two together was the ideal situation, looking at the short period of time that we had to produce this song.
Esther was ecstatic about doing the song.
I'm enjoying the song so much because it's like, I feel so great to be a Malawian. And we're talking about Malawi and, you know, like being together and celebrating who we are. And it's just great that I get to have this chance to also sing about Malawi like this and stuff like that. It's our time, Malawi.
Faith Musa talks about what they infused into the song.
So the song is basically talking about how Malawi will benefit in the trade industry, how Malawi will benefit in the tourism industry. And as you know, we are an agricultural country. We're also looking at how best we can find markets for some of the products that we produce here in Malawi. So the song is simply just celebrating part of the achievements we've had, but also just trying to enlighten Malayans on how best they can benefit.
And here's the 41st SADC Summit theme song called Ntawiatu by Esther Chiteka Lewis and Faith Musa.
That was Ntawiyetu, the new SADC theme song from Malawi. Moving to a whole different vibe, here is Durban-based Zimbabwean recording artist Neville Sigaoke with his 2020 single, Mbira Zi Hip Hop.
A long time ago, in the 21st century, there was Mbira Zi Hip Hop. Upon it.
there was a boy born and bred in the fatherland. Dear light, Rino Pena in the darkest land, the son of the soil with the flow of no other man. Why high anenze anamtere rakasam kanoda kazakimfana anoreketa shukamuze kambo akakano tapira kubira itapira apana cheku emera ngano 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 kena kiki semanari mundani so busy no makanga sinyamiri mupani as a rise to the top sezuva mangwanani ndojeke samubani mubani sechibani pa 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 pa. Sticks and stones will not break my bones, oh. Ini mutondo nange hondo nemu kondo. Tondo pa mapondo ndino shanda every shondo. Se chimoto chirimu bodo ndakatakura chimoto. Kese panoto ndino siya vaka tamba. Hip hop ndakaitwa range makaza. Futo ndo ipakura sesadza. Yohanga shaupu seda mumbo sari mune mzara. Ngano 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 kena kiki semanari mundani so busy no makanga sinyamiri mupani as a rise to the top sezuva mangwanani ndojeke samubani mubani sechibani pa 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 pa. You don't stop, get a nine, stand up and tell him we don't stop. You don't stop, BYO.
Okay, yes, so that was Mbira Zi Hip Hop by Neville Sigaoke. And for our last tune of the hour, we are staying right in South Africa and up in our energy game with this timeless township jive by Mahotela Queens. Here's Izingubo Izimklope. And with the Mahotela Queens of South Africa, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. I cannot wait to be with you again next week. Also, a big thank you to our special guests, Poetra Asentwa from Ghana and Frank Jakaza and his crew from Malawi with Faith Musa and Esther Chteka Lewis. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05 and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful.